When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you have feelings for Zach? Do you have feelings for Tara?
Have you ever thought about firing?
John, I think you're reading your torts wrong, man. Oh, there's Spike.
What else should we ask her now that we got her in the hot seat?
Do you enjoy being on this podcast?
It was an accident. Move on.
You can keep telling yourself. Am I more than just an acquaintance to you?
Yeah.
Do you think that we're going to end up dating one day?
Oh, spicy.
Are you happy in life right now?
This has been really eye-opening.
I don't like this anymore.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
You're just going to let him do that on the 200th episode?
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 200 of the Dropouts Podcast.
Woo!
Alyssa, hit the yellow button. No one thought we'd be here.
No one.
We thought Jared would be arrested for a hate crime.
What the hell?
We thought Tara would be dead from chlamydia or any other STD.
Chlamydia's not.
We thought Zach might have won
the Nobel Peace Prize. I messed mine up. And we thought Alyssa would
be in jail for debt.
more avoiding debt collectors.
All right, we don't need to bring this back up again. It's hilarious, Alyssa.
We're not being here for other reasons, like mental health.
I didn't think I'd be here because, you know, I joined this like 20 episodes ago. So I feel a little guilty.
You haven't been here the whole time?
What?
Maybe in your dreams. Maybe you dreamt me. Aww.
That's cute. I wake up sweating every night from nightmares I scream about. Are you sure?
Hey, this is Zach from Alternate Universe. I want to tell you this before I go back to my own universe. A 7-day free trial on the Patreon. Yeah, so if you don't sign up for free, you're missing out on potential prizes, Xboxes, Switches, AirPods, things like that. You're also missing out on bonus content, like this podcast is going to have 15 to 30 minutes of extra footage. Oh, also the drunk episodes that we film once a month, you're going to be missing out on that. Oh, and the beautiful community of people. Oh, and early live tickets, early merch, let me think, anything else. Oh, you get the episodes early, so you're really missing out. And if you don't go over there, I'm going to take your family away from you. Link in description, Patreon, Dropouts. Sign up.
Episode 200, huh? How does it feel, Zach?
Can I say something to you both? Exactly the same.
It does feel exactly the same.
It does feel like right now I am baking like a rotisserie chicken in this soup, but besides that, it feels eerily similar.
What about the balloons in the room?
Yeah, they scare the hell out of me. I don't know who invented helium, but they're just like, I'm going to play God today. Oh, now we can make anything birds?
It's crazy that helium is illegal.
And what the fuck?
What's the music?
No, anyway.
Oh my God. This is incredible.
Hi.
My name is Zach. I was born in Vegas. My mom made a guy eat harmony, and then I moved to Georgia. It's really nice to meet you guys. What about I will start with the woman. What is your name? She's busy. You, sir, with the beautiful beard. What is your name? Okay. Trumpet guy. What's your name? I'm Zach. The two guitarists off camera with the angel voices. I'm Zach. It's great to meet you.
This is amazing.
Oh my God.
You know, it's starting to feel a little different than any normal episode now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this, but I wasn't an advocate for building the wall.
Zachary.
What?
I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said.
How long do they go for? Not that I don't like it. It's just.
This is amazing.
I'm a big culture guy, so this is huge, huge for me.
Oh, is it? This is honestly the best concert I've ever been to.
I just don't know how to interact.
This is like Coachella.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank
I'm
you.
Zach.
Thank you.
Well, you're going to hit that yellow button again so that it feels like the audience is cheering too.
Now they're just headed out.
That was.
Hi. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
They're not going to do the podcast with us?
That just made my whole day.
I would love it more than anything. If one of them would sit there the rest of the time and just kind of chime in.
Well, Skylar had
What just happened?
To be fair, I think they covered every camera angle except for the wide.
So. They covered every camera. I saw my camera. And I'm like,
we could use iPhone
footage. I was trying to film for it because of that.
I love it. It would make me mad if they didn't cover the cameras.
What just happened?
I have no idea.
God, I feel like I'm tripping with you.
Yeah.
I was I introduced myself to them a couple times and nobody said anything.
You kept talking over it.
I took my headphones off because I wanted to like properly hear. And then I just see Zach's mouth moving and I was like, what the hell is this dude saying?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
What the hell was
Alyssa? I forgot my
dude. I thought they just stormed in here again.
Dude, are they coming every 5 minutes? And it's a
That'd
different
be
one.
So funny.
And then we have to vote. Welcome to Mariachi Idol.
That was so cool. I've never seen an actual mariachi band in person.
And now they were 5 feet.
Wow,
from
that was
you.
Like that was so quick.
It was
that
so
was
quick.
Amazing.
What do you mean? They're so well.
They're so talented.
Rehearsed.
Like, that was good.
You mean it was quick as far as like. They should have went longer?
No, like...
I was going to say, I'd be like, I don't know if...
No, like, it just happened so fast. I don't know.
It happened so fast that I don't even know if it was real. Like, they were in here, performed, had the best time, and then they're gone. And it's just...
I think the one girl, Jared, was that one that you ghosted on Hinge.
Oh, my God. You're stupid.
She's probably eyeing you up.
Cynthia?
Yeah, she did. That's why she stood right here.
Yeah.
No, she looked flustered when she walked in because I don't know if she expected it. Because you know how you have the award-winning smile, according to Tara and no one else? When she walked in, I think she clocked it.
That it was the same smile from Hinge?
And she felt fumes. She felt internal coal that had been burned inside of her, yeah.
Was that a guitar? Like, what was that?
The big guitar?
Big, yeah.
I think it was like a bass. Like
yeah, it's like a big
bass.
Cultural, it's like a, they call them Mexican guitars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm just a culture guy, so it's like a lot of people don't know about stuff.
Yeah, big culture guy
because they're just very white.
I don't know. Look it up. What's the big guitar?
That was insane. I'm still not over that. Can we talk about that for 1 second? That was amazing.
That?
Yes,
fun, right?
I could have listened to that the whole time. I was like, don't leave.
Maybe that's the one thing that makes your brain turn off.
Maybe it's the one thing that shuts me up.
Yeah.
Did you know, actually, fun fact about me, anything live makes me emotional. Like the first time I went to a basketball game, I started crying. Like anything live, like anything like musicals, plays, basketball games, baseball games.
Why though?
I don't know. Anything live makes me cry. And there's like a phenomenon. I don't know what it's called, but it's a thing where like sometimes things that are live just make me cry. It's just so beautiful that like everyone's just watching something. I don't know.
You enjoy the human experience on a fundamental level.
Maybe. One time I wrote an essay about the human experience.
We had a couple essays in here recently. Oh, great at music.
That was funny.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Okay, do you want to recite your essay for us, or should we move
no,
on?
No, but I actually one time wrote an essay on the psychology of Disneyland, and I do this thing where sometimes when I go on dates, I talk about it. I don't know why, because I got an A on it. I think every guy I've ever talked to has probably heard me recite that essay, and if I haven't, then we're not close yet.
Well, what's the, I haven't heard it, so what's the psychology of Disneyland?
I don't know. Do you want me to bring the essay out?
I would love that. Do you
have
that.
It? Yeah, I have it. It's on my Google Docs.
How long is it?
It's pages. I won't read it right now. But maybe one time we could dedicate an episode to it.
That would actually be maybe like an after school special. Yeah. We can dive into it.
Well, I got an A. Professor Padilla, if you're really hot.
If you're really hot?
If
he's really hot.
Did you hook up with one of your teachers afterwards?
No. But he did give me an A on it.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe because? You just did a good job.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually smart. Like, I actually just did a good job on something.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would have thought? Oh, Robbie. Bless.
Thank you so much, Robbie.
Bless your heart. Thank you. What is going on? Mariachi bands, people bringing us coffee.
I did once, a girl did break up with me, and I've talked about it on the podcast before. And instead of like taking the breakup well, I drove 5 hours to her house.
Are you joking?
No. Asked if I could experience a few more moments with her. And I don't think she wanted to take me back, but I was going to try. She's like, well, my family's going to church in the morning. You can stay the night upstairs and go with us in the morning. That's it. I was like, okay, I will take that. And then during the night, I didn't sleep and wrote 16 pages back in front of why we should still be together. And
it's like Friends. It's like that episode of Friends.
Yeah, that's what we are now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it nailed it.
I don't know if someone wrote a 16-page letter on why they should. Did you cheat on her or something?
No.
You just broke up?
Yeah.
This tastes like pork.
Oh,
huh?
And what? I don't eat meat.
Sorry, I was just bringing up emotional
trauma. How do you know
trauma.
What pork I'm so sorry.
Tastes like then?
No, go ahead. Pork, you say, huh?
What did you get?
I'm just probably tripping balls. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, about my lifelong trauma.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
About the worst heartbreak you've ever
had. Was it really? Why haven't I heard about this?
I like to keep things close to the chest. I have a long, as the kids say now, lore about me that's really fun to hear about. So if you have any questions, honestly, I'm open book.
That was really cute.
Do you still have it? Huh? Or did you give it to her?
I don't know.
She still has it.
She still has it?
Can you ask her for it so we could read it the same day we do my Disney one?
I think she found it the other day.
Really?
When I say the other day, probably 3 years ago. You gotta understand, when I say the other day, it could have been 3 years ago.
If someone wrote a 16-page back and forth essay about me, and I don't know, that just must have been the most romantic thing for her.
I want to know.
Like, what's the most romantic thing that's ever like happened to you?
Not that.
I was also 18, I think, maybe 19, maybe 20, around there. And I didn't understand emotional maturity. So we were long distance and it wasn't really working out. And I didn't know how to break up with her. So we just kind of let the messages between each other get longer and longer distance. The communication was awful. And I think it was a good reason that she said farewell to this good young fellow when I probably should have broken up with her sooner. And then I think once the branch snapped, I was like, well, now she'll never be a part of my family tree. And that scared me a bit. So I think
you drove 5 hours and a 16-page.
Yeah. I think I lashed out
with
love.
It's really romantic.
It is, but I should have done better. I should have done better earlier.
I don't know. If someone wrote me a 16... Guys, fellas, if you're out there, if you want to write me a 16-page essay...
Take hints.
This was pre-ChatGPT. This was straight brain dump.
Wow.
Thank you to SeatGeek for sponsoring this episode.
Summer is the time for shows, concerts, live events, sports. That's usually what I'm going to use it for. And to get the best price for those live events, you want to use what? SeatGeek. Imagine going to something. You're going to go to it anyway. Say it's a NBA playoffs, or it's a Taylor Swift concert. And you're like, I want to go, but I want to pay a lot of money. That'd be dumb, right? What if you pay less money and you still get to see the same exact show? That's what SeatGeek does for you. Jared, tell them.
For example, Zach is going to be in a Netflix live show called Crowd Pleasers, and you can buy tickets right here on SeatGeek, and you can see where the seats are, how much they cost, and whether or not you're getting a good deal.
So take out your phone now, open the SeatGeek app, and put in the code DROPOUTS10 to get...
10% off your next order, no matter how many times you've bought tickets using SeatGeek before.
That's DROPOUTS10, SeatGeek.com, or the SeatGeek app. Up to $25 off. Go get yourself some tickets. I hate cooking. I hate cleaning, but I like to fill my belly with the yum, 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 yum. Whatever shall I do? Maybe order Factor to my room. Eat it. Ooh, 2 minutes in the microwave. Yum, yum. Jared, tell them more.
I've been using Factor for the last month, and I've never been happier when it comes to mealtime.
Because it tastes good. But Zach, aren't you working out and need your protein? Every single one that I order 30 grams of protein. Because I get the protein package, you know what I mean? But they have several other packages of food that tastes great, like a chef made it right in front of you.
And the meals are tailored to your schedule. You can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
And before we even got sponsored by Factor, we were buying Factor. It's just very actually easy, convenient. Throw in the microwave for 2 minutes, you take it out. It tastes delicious and it fits your meal plan. So if you guys want to head to factormeals.com/dropouts50 and use code dropouts50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Jared?
Again, that is code dropouts50 at factormeals.com/dropouts50 to get 50% off your first box plus another 20% off of your next box while your subscription is active. I want to know what you filled in those 16, like, was it just a bunch of memories? Was it all just how you felt?
Part of it was memories. A lot of it was future. I was like, I don't understand who I'd be without you. Like,
you
I don't understand.
Do you still think about her?
Not in that way.
But does she come up in your brain? I still think about my high school boyfriend sometimes.
I mean, she's still like not like a great friend. Like, she's still a good person, not like a great friend that's like close to me. But she's still like a friend.
I know, but I'm saying, do you like?
Was she your first love?
I think I was my own first love.
Of course.
No, just based on narcissism. But then she was definitely close to.
Okay, so yeah, I would say that that's pretty normal.
But does she like pop up in your mind sometimes? Like, I still, I literally think I still think about my high school boyfriend every day.
What was his name? What was your favorite memory with him? Like, what memory is kind of frequent? And that doesn't mean you're still in love. It's just like, oh, this was a nice time in my life.
At my sweet 16, we slow dance. And that was like the first time I ever slow danced with someone.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm sure someone will send him this clip.
So in the song that I just put out, two of the lyrics, so it's about two different girls.
What? You mixed up one song with two different girls?
Well, so I wrote the song about...
He mixes up weekends with two different girls. Like,
No. I wrote the song about the two times that I had been in love, like at the point when I had written that song. So it's like the first one's at 16, the second one's at 19.
Okay, right? Got it.
But
16?
Yeah, 16, first love. And so like my favorite memory from that I put in the song, where it's like, because we could lay for hours, but you promised me forever. Like, I remember how your eyes looked under all those colored lights that we taped to my ceiling.
Yeah, but he did it with AI.
I didn't do it with AI. I wrote that.
I'm kidding, the heart sack.
No, I've heard it. I like it. And I gave you your flowers.
It's so weird to think about, like, I'm getting emotional, but like people in your life that like just aren't there anymore. Like, I told you this. I've told everyone this. I like try not to burn my bridges. I try to keep everyone in my life that I've talked to and stuff. But like my high school boyfriend, like I don't talk to him. I wish him a happy birthday every year.
And well, guess who's here?
That would not be funny.
Imagine that's the reason Skylar made me sit over here and left that seat empty.
Stop it. I would literally be like, there's no way he'd agree to it. I've asked him to like film content with me and he just doesn't respond.
So my high school girlfriend, I liked her for so long. Even since middle school, I always had an affinity for her, for whatever reason. It felt like if we were in a room, like very strong magnets were pulling us together, and neither of us really knew why we're getting closer and closer, and we'd always, you know, end up in fantastic conversation and the world would kind of drown around us.
Okay.
And God, I want to cry. I know. What the And I, you know, I was pursuing her, and she had a very tumultuous relationship before that really put some damage.
What's that vocab? You gotta know.
She had a bad relationship before we started dating, like a year before. And she's very scared to jump into something else, especially with someone who was such a good friend.
Sorry. What? Especially?
Especially?
You said especially. There's no X in especially.
Oh, I'm pouring my heart out.
No, I thought about it too.
I know. I was like fucking itching.
Hi. Milk, pillow. Just fucking.
Especially.
It's just kind of funny that she corrected me after not knowing a pretty common word.
That's not a common word. What the
tumultuous?
Fuck?
Tumultuous?
Tumultuous?
That's pretty common.
No, it's not. I've never heard it once in my life. Alyssa, have you? Pack a girl up.
Sorry.
Come on.
Yeah, aren't you guys from the same neighborhood? Okay, anyway.
I didn't even make fun of you. Why?
You're an easy target. You're like a sweet, sweet dough. I've told you that. Like a sweet dough. You don't have...
What's sweet?
You're just easy to kill.
Aren't you from the same Bible?
Okay, but anyway, so I was pursuing her for a long time. I remember sitting outside of her car after a tennis trip, and I kind of was just like, I think we need to be together. Like, the math is all there. And then she just kind of let me down slowly and just like, this isn't right for me. And I remember a single tear dropping onto her leg. I still remember to this day. And, you know, time went on. And I could see her mood slightly changing towards me, but I never thought we'd be something. And then one random day, I'm sitting at my house and she texts me and she's like, go to your car. I was like, okay. So I go inside my car and there's this old school GPS and there was a pre-written destination in it. And it just said, follow me.
Are you joking? Is this real?
I'm going to fucking cry. I'm tearing up.
Are you joking?
I swear.
I've never heard this
story. Is this the most romantic thing that's happened to you?
Probably. I get in the car and I take it. And as I'm taking the turns, I can kind of see where it's going. It's heading to my favorite restaurant. So I pull up to my favorite restaurant where I've done all my memories, my birthdays. I go there with like any accomplishment. And I pull in, I get out of the car, and she comes out in like a dress and just one rose. And she's like, I'm sorry it took so long, but will you be my boyfriend?
No. Oh, yeah. Are you joking?
No, I swear. And then, you know, we go in, date for a year and a half, and we ended up that when I went back to try to get her, we went back to the same restaurant and had like the official breakup there. So a nice full circle moment.
Wow, you really said all your memories.
That's not real.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear.
That's a book.
I don't know.
Jared, are you crying?
Yeah, I'm crying. That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, that's something that you only like hear about in movies.
That's why it's so hard to believe.
Alyssa is not believing it. I think I remember when I asked what's the most romantic thing that's happened to you.
I was going to say mine, but...
You can't follow that.
You told me the guy offered to get the rag. You're like, oh my gosh, I usually have to go get it.
That's fucked.
Close enough.
What is yours?
I can't put it in.
Okay.
I can't even, you know what's sad is like when I think about it, I think of a few things that I can think of. It's like the most romantic thing anyone's ever done, but it's not even like romantic. It's just a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also this other girl who I really, really liked, but she didn't like me back. This one didn't end up working out, but for whatever reason, she had like a affinity for Snapple. I don't know why. And you know how always has the Snapple facts?
Yeah.
Her favorite place was the beach. So my big plan was I was going to take her to the beach and sit down. We're going to watch the sunset and then I'd hand her a Snapple. And then she was going to take it off and there'd be a custom thing of, will you be my girlfriend under it? But that one didn't work out.
Oh my God.
The thing with you is that you were so romantic. I
love it.
Yeah, I'm not a romantic person at all.
But do you like it being done to you?
I like a lot of things. That's why.
So no. She's like, if I'm just bent over a sink, I'm fine.
I like it in theory. I don't know. If I really like someone, yeah, I would like something romantic.
Yeah, why not? What?
Why are you so like unsure about that? Like,
I think I'm crying right now, I think.
Is it because this is live?
What? I can't tell if you're joking.
No, we're not doing it live.
Okay. I can't believe the romance that you guys have experienced in your lives.
I'm sure you've got something.
You have to have something.
There's a couple things. I mean, like my ex has done that is romantic in my opinion. Like, I think it was like our first Valentine's Day. He made me a custom record all of my favorite songs. It's like a, you know,
that's
it like
nice.
Plays. And like on the cover is like a silhouette of us like kissing. It's cute. Aww. But it's like, I can't think of like a gesture. Like that was a really romantic gift I've gotten and I really cherish it. But I can't think of like a gesture. I can think of a gesture, but I can't say it.
Yeah.
I can say it and you guys can cut it really quickly. It's not compared to that. That's
and
crazy.
Listen, comparison is a thief
like,
of joy.
Not everyone's romantic and that's okay.
Yeah.
I have this one pair of friends. Their names are Noss and Sean and I just went to their wedding and they are just the most romantic couple. They've been together for 8 years now and they just like make me believe in love and they're just like, I don't know. There's like certain people I think that are just romantic and I just don't think maybe I am.
My favorite thing is on TikTok when they go up to an older couple and it's like, how'd you meet?
Oh.
And it's always like, you know, I never thought I'd get an angel like her.
Stop. And they're just still so in love.
And he's like, I was hammering this blue collar railroad and, you know, she came up to me with a pitcher of lemonade. And
What was that?
The fuck was that?
We just heard like banging on the door. Oh, Skylar, you can't get in.
What was that? It sounded like a bulldozer trying to come through.
From what?
From who?
Are you serious?
Wait, what happened?
A noise complaint
from the band.
Oh no.
Speaking of romantic, I feel like this is going to go somewhere else.
What is
Let's
happening?
Go. No, 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 no. Her.
What is happening right now?
Alyssa,
a
you gotta
noise
film.
Complaint.
I can't.
Oh shit, she can't.
Okay.
No, 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 her.
No,
her.
No, no, no.
Hey,
it's
she's
all
the
good.
Birthday girl.
Me. Oh my god.
Was he also in the mariachi band?
What is happening?
Oh my god.
It's midday on a Thursday.
Good job.
Is this allowed on the internet?
What's his name?
What's your name? Okay. How about hi, nice to
oh,
meet you?
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Oh. Baby, grind on me.
Jerry, you into it? I'm terrified he's gonna come. Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah, this is the most romantic thing in the world.
As we were just talking about romance.
Good to see you.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Good job. Oh my god. Fantastic.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Daniel. Thank you.
I'm Zach.
Tara.
Jared.
Alyssa.
Nice
Thank you
nice
for exploring your body with
Thank
us.
Thank you so much for that.
Dude, Robbie scared the hell out of me with the noise complaint.
Thank you.
For our audio listeners, we just had a gentleman come in and
Tara's drooling
and gyrate on Tara's body.
Oh,
you
my.
Guys know I love male strippers.
Oh, so you were into it. The woman was too stunned to speak.
The kitty's purring. Do you want to go? You want him back?
Yeah.
You want Daniel back?
That's it. That was it.
Wait, I want to know how much that 30 seconds cost.
He started going.
Wait, can you come in for a second? Is this one on? Yeah, hop on the mic. And
this episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
If you're living in the 21st century and you don't have a website, you're living in the Stone Ages, basically. Career-wise, say you're a photographer and you want to show off your portfolio. Put them on Instagram, compresses your photos. They don't look as good. Quality's not as good. Keep on your website. People can see your photos in a beautiful, stunning, the way you intended. Say you're a chef. You want to show off your meals. Say do workouts. Yeah, anything. Go ahead.
If you make a product or you provide a service, you need a website in order to host your e-commerce business.
Like us, we do merch and we use Squarespace to sell the merch on because it's the easiest place to do that, of course.
You don't need to know how to code. They have drag and drop award-winning templates so your website will look amazing guaranteed.
Or say you're applying for a job and you put on your resume. You know how easy it is to just send a website and you can like curate it exactly how you want. This is how it worked. On other things with pictures. This is like my resume. It's just very professional to have a website in today's age. So go get yourself a website, squarespace.com.
Right, that is squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace.
Are you selling things online and you need to ship it to your customers? Is it a headache? Not anymore with ShipStation.
ShipStation takes care of all of your shipping needs with their easy-to-use dashboard. Make managing orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service easier than ever.
Save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off with UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of them that use ShipStation for a year become customers for life. It works. It saves you money. If you're shipping things and want an easier solution, use ShipStation.
Get rid of your shipping headache with ShipStation. Right now, go to ShipStation.com and use our code DROPOUTS to sign up for your free 60-day trial. Again, that is ShipStation.com and our code DROPOUTS. Thank you, ShipStation.
We're a little in the red for today. Just a tiny bit.
Wait, how much did the stripper cost?
The mariachi band or the stripper?
Both.
Total?
Yeah.
We're pushing about eight.
$800?
Well, the mariachi band we had for a whole hour, but I didn't think we wanted a whole hour. Okay. Fantastic, but I just didn't.
It does warm my heart, the mariachi band. Now they can go back
can
to their
get
family
the stripper
a little
back?
Bit.
Well, he asked.
Tara's horny.
He would have been. He could have been dick out.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're joking.
No, he was a dick out guy.
We'll blur it.
To be fair, I said, let's do it, but then I was excellent.
Yeah.
Why did we say no?
Honestly, here's what I thought. I was just, I figured, okay, it's midday. This guy's going to come in here, throw his dick around, and then we all have to just sit here while he puts his pants back on. And how fucking uncomfortable
so
that is.
That's so funny. And then I also would have had to stare at that
also,
footage
I told him,
to like blur it out frame by frame.
Also, I told him, I was like, dude, when you get out here, I was like, when you come in, go to the, there was several, number one, I was really.
When he first walked in, he started gyrating on our producer off camera.
I was really hoping he had an undershirt on to look like a cop. I mean, like you could tell immediately.
Right when he walked in, I was like, all right, this guy's a stripper.
And And then I was like, yeah, dude, when you get here, you'll see three people talking, get in the middle of them.
Yeah.
And then he just caught his eye.
And then he walked over to me.
We wanted him to grind on you.
Oh my! We wanted it to be on you because we thought that would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
But
are we done with surprises?
Yeah.
No.
Good job of listening. You know the point of a surprise?
We got a lot more.
I'll tell you this. There's one more. It's very nice. It's easy.
I love male strippers. Can we get him to come back?
How long did we have him for?
I have no idea. They just told me a number, and I said, yeah, we got it.
That was about 10.
That was awesome. That was like in Magic Mike 2 when he was like, we got a noise complaint on the sorority. And then Channing Tatum walks in. And then later on in Magic Mike 3, the final...
the final showdown.
And then in Magic Mike 3, in the final dance, like years later, Channing Tatum is working a bar, and the girl goes... I know you. You're a cop, weren't you? With her little husband, and he's like, I was a cop. And they just...
What's your favorite Bible verse?
That was awesome. Sick. Whoever planned that was awesome.
Thank you.
Good job, team.
Good
job,
guys. I love it.
All right.
I wish he did like maybe do that.
I honestly thought it was going to be a bit more than 20 seconds. That's my bad.
I wish he had some snap pants.
He
kind of
just goes, what's his name, Daniel?
Daniel.
He's like, I'm Daniel. Well, and then he left.
Well, here's the thing. I thought... I was like, it was going to be like a
Did
real.
Did you veto Wiener out?
Yes. When I was out there, he was like, should I top? He goes, and I was like, I think we're all right. I was like, it's a little early in the day.
Yeah, it's literally midday on a Thursday.
I didn't want to be looking.
Okay, here's what's crazy.
Y'all are getting the good angle. We'd be getting just asshole from
guys,
this side.
I have an appointment to go to, like a doctor's appointment after this. And they're going to be like, oh, how was your day? Because I told them, I'm like, I have to go to work today. So I'm going to be a little late. How was work? I don't know. I just got grinded on by a male stripper at 1 p.m.
And
on a Thursday.
Serenaded by a mariachi band.
I was outside like trying to like, I was like, there was a mariachi band warming up over here. This guy came up. When he first came up, not in police gear. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What was he in?
Just
human
naked.
Garment.
Yeah. He had on like a wife beater.
Or you weren't sure what like, he was part of the mariachi band? Like
no,
manager?
No. I knew who he was and because he called me. But then he was supposed to be like a whole thing. Like he was going to come in. Like do an arrest type thing, but then
arrested.
It wasn't gonna work.
Jared, what are the odds?
But anyways,
that, you gyrate on. She kind of wants. She's kind of feverish.
Okay, so
she's feverish for Daniel, not Jared.
Since there is gonna be one more surprise,
we're
gonna have to do a little bit of a seat rotation here in a second.
I need to hold your hand. Can we get a male stripper at every show?
Why do you need to hold my hand for this?
I need moral support.
Oh, when you okay.
And oral support.
Skylar did.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Off camera, Skylar's on the phone. He goes, stripper's asking about his car keys.
I love the juxtaposition. We were just talking about the most like deeply romantic experiences
we're back on
we've
track.
Ever had.
I'm back in Tara World. I'm ready. Ignore me just crying a second ago.
Next time, let's bring in like 30 of them.
Let's just get all of the Chippendales in here.
Oh, yeah. It would be, I mean, okay to have one woman?
I know one.
You know a Chippendale?
I know a single Chippendale.
Okay.
Last thing that I thought was funny, I thought the mariachi band, I didn't know the numbers of people in a mariachi band when you book them. I figured it'd be three guys. There was like eight people.
What the fuck is going on?
Just an army shows up. Most of them are off camera the entire time.
There were so many people here.
Yeah.
This was the best day ever so far.
So that's how we spruce you up.
It's not hard to make me happy.
Yeah.
Shopping, shoes, male strippers. I'm a simple girl.
You're just a bachelorette at heart.
Are most of the...
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
23. Are most of the male strippers gay? Like Chippendales?
Not most of them, but I know a lot of them are.
I know a lot of the... Because I know a lot of... If you do OnlyFans as a guy, it's mostly guys subscribing. Yeah. Guys have a sex drive, don't they?
I think we just act more on it, you know?
Yeah.
The way girls talk sometimes, they're horned up just as much. I know.
Did you want to speak about what happened? So recently, if you guys have watched this podcast in the past, there is one thing that'll put Jared in a bad mood, and that is me bringing up we need to fix our banking issue.
That's
what I'm saying. Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, I forgot about this. Okay, so we finally go...
Alyssa, sit back down!
Okay, so we finally go to the bank to fix it, right? And Zach has to come with me. And so we're sitting there, very nice guy. His name's Steven. And he's doing all the basic information.
I didn't trust him.
That attitude right there the entire time at the bank. He's like, I don't want to say this. I don't know what race or ethnicity Steven was, but Zach goes, I don't want to say this, but Jared's a little racist. So watch out for him.
You
start off like that.
Because that's the vibe I got from you. Because the guy was
at
Hispanic.
At the bank?
The guy was Hispanic, and I was really respectful towards him. And like Jared was a little standoffish. And Jared, I don't know.
I wasn't.
You had a flare up. You had a racial flare up, and I had to bring it up to this counterpart.
I was very polite and respectful.
I really hope
to
you're
him.
Joking, and you guys didn't say that.
Nope, Zach 100% said that.
I said Jared was not me.
Yeah, and then at some point, like 2 minutes later, Zach goes, "Oh no!" He asked what bank Zach was with. Zach is with USAA, right? And he's like, "Oh, did you serve family, whatever?" And Zach goes, "No, no, no, my family served." And he goes, "Quick question: whose side were you on in World War II?"
Ally.
It was funny though. He goes, I don't know if I can answer that. And Zach and I both go at the same time. We're like, brother, there's only one right answer. One right answer to that question.
He was racist.
No. If he would have picked Axis, which he didn't pick, that is the Hitler camp.
Yeah.
That's what kind of Hitler has little rule and Stalin and all them. But he chose the Allies.
He did.
Those are the people that wanted to free the Jews.
That is so funny because you ask that question to so many people too.
Do you do this
at the bank? Like that's crazy.
Do it at the bank.
So that's like when we go out to eat and you just like literally you just talk to the waiters a lot.
Well, this guy is going to control my funds, my way of living.
So you ask him
if he's a flaming racist. I'm going to bring it up.
I also think his manager was like on the other side of the wall. So he was like trying to be super like.
I mean, I didn't threaten the guy. Like I was
well,
just.
I hope not. You're at a bank.
Well, okay. You can't say you didn't threaten him.
Not verbally.
Writtenly.
Wait,
okay.
What?
So at one point, we also have a financial advisor for our accounts. And I just needed to write down his email. So I grabbed a piece of paper, wrote it on the back of the piece of paper. Zach, at one point, takes the piece of paper, and writes, "Put the money in the bag" on the piece of paper and slides it over to him.
Slowly.
Do you think that's funny at a bank?
I thought it was hilarious.
And so I freak out. I start scrambling for the piece of paper, and I'm scratching it out. And Steven goes, "What was that?" I said, "Don't worry about it." And then Zach waits a minute or two. He takes the pen again and goes, "That was a threat."
You have no off button.
My gosh.
Like, I want to take the batteries out of you.
Why?
Are you joking? You're at a bank and you're like, put the money in a bag?
Yeah. Okay, so it's a common thing for bank robbers to do.
I know.
it's so funny because, like, knowing the two of you, I was like, I can picture that in my mind of Jared just freaking out and you just like, no big deal.
He was not happy. And they wouldn't tell me who J.P. Morgan was and when the hell he was going to get there. I was like, what time's JP get here? They're really gatekeeping.
They're very elusive.
They kept
on
saying
that.
He's dead. I said, yeah, right. I want to talk to him right now.
Do you think they think you're serious?
On top of
the word him. Autism was thrown around, directed at me.
On top of him writing that stuff down, he then verbally goes, "If we were to rob this bank, how easy would it be?"
He told me you go to the front and they don't ask any questions.
Yeah, he said you just slide them a piece of paper
and they'll put money in the bag.
He's like, "We don't have that much money here. It's all digital." But he's like, "Yeah, they'll give you whatever we have."
So I'm thinking about dropoutsbankrobbing.com or
Check
how do we
me out.
You don't like money?
No, I like strippers.
We got to rob banks to hire more strippers.
That is true.
This is an expensive episode.
Daniel's expensive.
Wait,
yeah.
Jake just said, "I'm looking right now for your wallet." Does he know that you got it?
No.
Okay.
Text him back.
I was at her ex-boyfriend's house and I left my wallet.
I think deep down.
Does he even know you went over there?
No.
Oh.
Tara found it. He's going to be like, when the hell was she
here?
Oh,
he knows. He knows. He knows.
Oh, I was like, did you just break
He was sleeping,
in?
But I just let him know in his sleep.
Oh, okay.
So like I popped my head in.
But thank you.
I think deep down, I knew that that's the shit that would happen if we went to the bank. And I think subconsciously, I was trying to avoid that.
Like, it's hilarious. You can't make that up.
He did have a good time. In all fairness, like, he knew that we do this podcast, you know? So, like, he knew it's a comedy podcast.
Oh,
so,
really?
He knew, yeah, okay. Like, he knows that we weren't serious, but just the idea of being like, put the money in the
And back. To be fair, Steven probably had a long day. Like, it probably brightened his day, a little comedy. Like,
hopefully.
I'm sure.
Could you imagine if you got like a serious person on the other end of that? Like,
I would have shot him between the eyes if I had a gun. I didn't bring one. If he gave me the money, I would have ended his life.
This episode is insane.
This week, I do genuinely want you to go to the doctor because you breathe worse than an English bulldog that we own.
I got a DM from somebody that says that they got the surgery that I was talking
what
about
surgery?
Getting. Septoplasty.
You want a nose job?
I don't want to know. No, that's a rhinoplasty. And then they do a septoplasty
while
they're
two of those left.
Doing that.
I don't get it.
White rhinos are getting extinct. It's yeah.
But a septoplasty is just just
fix. Yeah, because you have a great nose, so don't touch it.
Thank you. But it is very hard to breathe out of. But somebody DM'd me and said that they got it and it wasn't worth it. They honestly breathe worse than they did before.
Do you think that could be an anecdotal argument?
100%, but it's enough for me.
See, that's not smart. So if there's 100,000 people that are like, this is fantastic, and there's one person that's like, no.
Because what if I'm one of
What if you're not, though? What if you breathe better than most people do?
I mean, if you got a DM, I trust them.
Thank you.
Yep. I was going through some vlog footage. I was telling Jared about it from Coachella. And at one point, he was like, I'm here with my best friend. And I'm like, oh, who's here? And he's like, you. And I was like, oh, I thought you were just my co-host. And then he was like, no, I love you.
Is he drunk?
Yeah. But he looked at me. He was like, I love you. And I was like, that felt really real. He's like, yeah, that felt really real. I got to go. And he like left.
I'm getting a little flustered now.
He like looked at me, he's like, I love you. Like with all his heart and soul, he told me he loved me.
I gotta see this footage.
I have it.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I can find it.
Oh, I'm scared.
Back off, man.
Oh, back off. What, are you threatened by me?
I'm not threatened, but I heard you reconvened with an old past flame. So
we're not gonna talk about
it. I'm just asking if you're cheating on someone right now.
I'm not cheating on anybody.
Okay. Did you propose to a woman?
I did propose to somebody at Coachella.
And then did you tell someone
Jared
else
had the time of his life them? At Coachella.
And then what?
You told someone else you love them.
Yeah, I can't love my friend.
And then you kissed a different girl.
Jared's a player.
I had a hell of a weekend.
Yeah. What drink did it for you?
So much tequila and Red Bull.
Oh, the Nefarious brand.
Oh, yeah.
Great name for tequila, right? You drinking Nefarious over there?
Ooh. Hold on.
Alyssa, write it down. Great ideas.
Write it down. Trademark it. Copyright it.
Greatideas.com.
What is it?
Nefarious.
Nefarious. Nefarious nectar.
Too tongue twistery. Too long.
I just like Nefarious.
Yeah. You know what was funny? When you were talking about like the old people in love and how like romantic and sweet it is, I saw a funny video from this girl. I can't remember
her name. Or a guy. It's 2024, bud.
It was a girl.
Right.
Continue, Jared.
Anyway, she did this video where she was like pretending to be a grandma. She's like, yeah, well, I met your grandpa. He came to my daddy's store and he wouldn't leave until I went on a date with him. And then he would follow me home and throw rocks at my windows and all this stuff. And she goes, oh my God, grandma, you little victim. What the fuck? And it's such a perfect video.
Yeah, you can't court women like you used to.
Everybody in the comments were like, our grandmas really married their stalkers.
Yeah.
Well, back in the 40s and 50s, like the best way to find a woman is everyone would have a little bit of chloroform in their back pocket and a rag. And you see someone you like, you take them home. Yeah. And then they grow to love you. You grow to love each other. That's exactly what love was.
Yeah, you put in the work for it.
And now it's
Stockholm Syndrome.
Exactly. Yeah. Now it's let's respect each other. Let's care about each other's values. Let's communicate. How about you have the chicken ready at 5, huh?
Huh, sweetheart?
Sorry, I get a little worked up. It's just love is not
so
what
annoying.
It used to be. Thank you.
Remember the last episode where you're asking if he wants a trad wife? And he's like, No.
Yeah,
and
I was just thinking that.
Immediately cut to this. How about you have the chicken ready?
Dude.
Stop staring at my feet.
I was actually staring at Jared's, funny enough.
Why?
The glossy shoes. Well, you guys are both wearing glossy shoes.
Do you think we're twin flames?
No.
You and I are twin flames?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
What are we?
I think you're just good friends.
I think we're what good the friends.
Hell? Isn't there always like a label for stuff? Can you look up the definition of twin flames?
And I think we have this conversation about once a week where you ask me, what are we? And I say, I think we're just good friends, Zach.
So far.
Funny enough, speaking of...
good to see ya.
What are you guys? This next surprise I actually do know about.
That was a perfect segue.
That was a perfect segue.
Oh my God!
Welcome in the lie detector guy. Okay, I'm going to switch seats.
It's my favorite person.
You're going to move over here.
No, John's my favorite guy.
No, John loves me. Right, John? True. He says it. He says Tari Yummy is my favorite person.
And she has no bad side. Ah! Well, you should see my angle.
Fuck you.
I love Tony.
You also can't trust him. He's not hooked up to the machine.
So we got
God.
The wonderful John, the best lie detector agent, I'd say, in the entire world.
I think true. So, too.
And someone,
true.
And someone I wish was my father, just because, as you know, John, I've never, I'm not even a whisper from him recently. So, how you doing today, John? I know you're a man of few words.
All good.
All good. Thank goodness. So we are going to berate this small, young
I'm getting
human.
Hooked up?
Of course.
Okay.
And we're going to see if you're a big fat liar. On a couple things, a couple notes.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
If we don't mind hooking her up, we can go from there.
Okay.
I love it. Okay, so Tara, we're able to ask you anything and see if you're lying, which is phenomenal.
The dream scenario, really.
How do we, what do you, we start off with like base questions to make sure it works?
Is your name Tara Yummy?
Yes.
That's true.
Technically, it's not her last name. If we're being
technically,
but it is my name.
But okay. That's who she embodies.
Do you have a dog named Sugar?
Yes, I do.
True.
Is your birthday July 31st?
Yes.
True.
Wait, I want to get you. I want to see if it'll say if she's lying. Do you have dark hair?
No.
That's a lie.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. It's a good little system.
How many questions do we need for base, or do you have it?
We're good.
We're good. Zach, do you want to take the reins first?
Did you wake up in your own bed this morning?
Yes.
Lie.
Whoa! Tara!
I did.
Lie.
I napped on the couch.
Okay, well, why didn't you say that?
I moved this morning and napped on my couch. Uh-huh.
So you did technically wake up on the couch most recently?
Yes.
Okay, so the system knows all.
Okay. I mean, I did wake up at my own house.
Yeah, but you're on bed.
Okay.
I think it was your brain knew that you didn't wake up there the most recently. That's mm-hmm. phenomenal.
Jared. Wow. Do you think if you and Zach were to date, you would make a good couple?
No.
Inconclusive.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think if you and Jared were to date, you'd make a good couple?
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh.
I think if you and I would. <I'm just kidding. laughs> I think me and Jared would just, I think he would just say yeah to whatever. Like,
that's
I'd be
what
like,
you need?
Like a yes man, kind of.
Fuck
like,
it. Yes I man, like, hype man.
I feel like you're just easygoing and I'm
not. Oh, yeah. So go with the flow.
Yeah.
Jared. Oh, you're not hooked up. Jared, no. Mm-mm. Would you want to hook up with Jared?
No.
Lie.
Whoa.
I wouldn't. I don't want to ruin our friendship.
That's bullshit.
Oh, you want to go again? Would you want to hook up with Jared? This one, you know, this could be the truth.
No.
Is that could be
I
the
don't
truth.
Want to ruin our friendship.
Okay.
True.
Okay. Okay, good job.
Do you have feelings for Zach?
No.
Lie.
It could be like friendship feelings, I think.
Do you have romantic feelings oh, okay. for Zach?
No, I don't.
Do you have sexual feelings for Zach?
No, I don't.
Lie.
It's in the hey, data.
Control your breathing better, bro.
I'm like laughing. Is this all about my sex life?
No. If you were to hook what else should we ask her now that we got her in the hot seat?
I don't know.
Have you ever lied to either of us?
Yes.
True.
About what?
Were they big lies?
No.
True.
Okay. I can take a white lie. That's fine.
Was it a compliment?
No.
True.
I guess it's just like more like I kept the truth from you guys.
Which was?
Well, she lied in the first place.
Yeah.
Listen, whose side are you on?
I don't
a good
know.
Podcast side or not? Because there's only two things on this thing.
Do you enjoy being on this podcast?
Yes.
True.
Would you kill us, everybody in this room, to save your dog, Sugar?
Yes.
True.
Oh, that's my crazy. God. You sociopath.
He's got three legs.
I don't care. I'm sorry.
Would you kill Jake in order to save Sugar?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd save Jake. Yeah.
This furry little beast is okay.
Holy shit!
Do we have enough from her?
Yeah, I think we got enough. Let's hook you up real quick, and then Tara, you can put him in the hot seat.
Okay.
I can beat this thing.
It's not about beating it.
Yeah, you're supposed to just be honest.
Yeah.
I am Rain Man. Did he beat this?
No, he beat the casinos.
Okay, good, good, good.
Should we ask base questions first?
Yeah. Yeah. Is your name Zach Justice?
No.
Why?
Okay. Well, I guess that does work to an extent. Is your birthday September 4th?
Technically, no.
What?
Lie again.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Same day as Beyonce. God, this guy knows everything.
Is your mom Gina Thornton?
Currently, yes.
Okay.
True.
Tara, do you want to go first?
Zach, when you asked me to first come on the podcast, was I a replacement guest?
No.
That's true.
I thought to this day, I'm like, there was
nobody
someone
else that was going to come.
Okay. I thought someone like canceled.
It was just a very fast turnaround.
That's a different podcast. No, that's just how we operate. It's just you were coming.
Zach.
Justice. Allegedly.
Am I more than just an acquaintance to you?
No.
True.
What?
I hate this game.
Zach, when we first met at Sam and Colby's 10 million party, were you trying to hit on me?
No.
Why?
I mean, I don't think I was, but the data is saying differently. There's nothing we can do about this data.
You followed me on Instagram right after.
Yeah. I wanted to hit.
Zach, do you know you're a jerk?
Why are you crying?
No reason. Am I one of your best friends?
Yeah.
Why?
Is Jared one of your best friends?
Yeah, of course.
True.
That's bullshit. I don't trust that.
I got it.
Do you think John would be a better friend than me?
Clearly.
True.
What the fuck?
Have you met John?
Yeah,
he's got a spirit about him.
Zach, do you have feelings for Tara?
Yes. On like a friend, whatever.
Do you have romantic feelings for Tara?
Is that different than sexual?
No.
Yes.
True.
Oh my God, Zach. You're nasty. Do you think the turning point in our friendship was when you were in Monaco?
Yes.
True.
What happened then?
We were just like FaceTime in.
Oh.
Do you think that we're going to end up dating one day?
No.
Why?
Ooh, spicy.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Were you mad at me the night we ate cookies?
This is so specific.
I don't remember that happening.
Really? Okay, then you weren't mad at me.
Why would I be mad? What happened?
I don't know. I felt like I was in a bad mood and you were mad at me.
You think about that?
Yeah, it was like 4 months ago.
I don't even recollect that day happening.
Really? We sat in the kitchen and warmed up cookies. Maybe it was more special to me. We warmed up cookies.
Why'd you leave? Now I'm mad.
I don't remember.
Now I'm mad.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But I was in a bad mood. Do you think I don't go for the right guy?
Brother, yeah, I can answer that for him.
True.
Really? But what? Now I'm like, really? But what you said?
Of course. Wait. Of course.
True.
This has been really eye-opening.
I don't like this anymore.
Okay.
Oh. Do you think I'm a bop?
I don't like the term. What is that? What does it mean?
Like ran through. Like, do you think I'm ran through?
No.
Be real.
No.
True.
Thank you. Because I'm not.
I could beat this thing.
No, I'm not. And you know that.
Unfortunately.
Do you think that Jared lost the love of his life when he broke up with you-know-who?
Yeah.
Okay, course. You don't have to say the name.
Yeah, I think that was your one true love.
True.
John?
It's so ugly for you, Jared, right now.
Fuck.
So ugly for you.
Down bad.
Wait, I have one more question. Do you think I'm actually high maintenance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most.
True.
I'm really not that bad.
You have
Why
to.
Why is everyone laughing?
You didn't want to go and do live shows because no one could watch Sugar.
Because I love my dog.
Yeah, clearly. You'd murder all of us for him.
I'm a good dog mom.
Wait, can I want to hook you or her up for a second.
You want to hook me up?
Yeah.
Why?
I have questions. Is your name Jared Bailey?
Yes.
True.
Do you have big beaver teeth?
I don't think so, but I've been told.
True.
Do you think so?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Okay, they're big. They're not beaver teeth.
Have you ever had a sexual fantasy about Alyssa?
No.
Why?
Oh! That's John! That's not true!
No! He wanted to tig the biddies. What about Tara?
What?
Thought about it.
Jared.
That's so messed up.
We employ
Whatever.
You.
Okay.
If you want to have sex with Jared, it's okay.
No.
If Tara came on to you, just like randomly. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Really?
100%.
I don't believe that. I feel like you'd be like, I got to call Zach. This isn't, what's going on?
I'd call Zach afterwards.
Hello.
No, you wouldn't.
You'd knock on my door.
I'm going to test that out just to prove you wrong.
Are you happy in life right now?
I think so.
Why?
Wow.
What's going on?
No, I'm good.
Why?
John. Oh, yeah, there is there's a big spike.
Do you think it's because you let go?
Okay, why do we have to keep bringing her
up? Yes or no?
No.
Why?
God damn it, John.
Do you think you miss her?
I do miss her, yeah.
True.
Do you consider Alyssa one of your best friends?
Best friends? Yes. No. Not best friends, but very close friends.
That doesn't...
True.
Very close. Alyssa, I've known you for 2 years.
So?
All right, hold on. Let's debunk this. Do you consider me one of your best friends?
Not best friend, close friend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
True.
Do you consider me one of your best friends?
I don't know after your last... before...
Once the calculations worked out, I figured it out.
Before I asked you that question, yes.
True.
What about now?
Now I'm not so sure.
Why?
Aww.
He's like, he's still my best boy.
Have you ever thought about firing me?
There have been times where you've royally ticked me off.
True.
Do you like that I lived with you?
Yeah.
True.
Have Question. You ever thought about sneaking into a room at night?
No.
Why?
John, I think you're reading your charts wrong, man. Nope, there's Spike.
Was the most mad you've ever been at Zach is the laundry situation?
Not a chance.
Okay. True.
Was the most mad you've ever been the bank situation?
That's one of them, yeah.
True.
Dude, I haven't been bad at you at all then.
I know. Did you actually hook up with your dead best friend's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
True.
Did you actually use a Snickers wrapper as a condom?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, that happens. All right, guys. Thank you for the 200th episode.
Okay, that's how we're going to end it?
Hell yeah. All right.
If you stay to the end, maybe tell us your favorite memory of the past 200 episodes. That'd be great. Make it lengthy. And if you're like, I'm too cool, just do it, all right? That'd feel good.
And thank you, everyone.
Yeah,
dude, my breathing.
And thank you for welcoming me onto your podcast.
Of course. And make sure if you want to see extra content, even after this one, jump over to the Patreon. And we have exclusive content. We do giveaways. If you want the merch early, if you want tickets to the live show early, meet and greet stuff early. We do drunk episodes on there. We just filmed one. Jump over to the Patreon. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
200.
Woo!
Thank you to Daniel, the male stripper.
Thank you to the mariachi
and
band.
John.
Hit the outro. All right. Thank you, John, for exposing me like that.